Mexico, and then Santa Fe was the capital. Mm-hmm. And it goes right here, really little town, and then it crosses the bridge, and we still call it the main road, you know. Mm. Of course, it's not used.
Yeah.
Like the Spaniards, and then there's a lot of Indian trails that when they used to come to raid, and then some have Comanche trail and different Indian tribe trails.
Was it originally an Indian town then, long, long ago?
Well, I would assume that there was Pueblo Indians here before the Spaniards came. Mm-hmm. Okay? And then the Spaniards came, and then they kind of integrated with the Indians, and that's how we got our culture, Indian and Spanish, and then a little mixture of French and so forth. Mm-hmm. Now, being that we were isolated, we didn't get into the melting pot as fast as back east.
Right. Yeah, because it has a whole different identity.
Yeah. And we try to preserve all these things, but I think that this new generation, every generation on, you keep losing a lot of it.
How much of it do you think has to do with television and the rest of the world's culture? I mean, just the general American, you know, TV mentality that comes into every home, and people grow up and they see that and they think, wow, man, what am I doing here? You know, do you get that kind of effect?
Yes. In fact, when it started real bad was World War II. Okay. The kids got drafted, they went away, and they seen the outside. Okay. And they seen there was easier ways to make a living, and they start putting emphasis on education. And the first thing you know, there wasn't this this roots. This will start breaking up, and there were simple people, and yet very content. But then they decided that money would make them more happy, right?
Yeah.
And you lost the contentment. Then you went to this idea that you wanted like the Joneses, compete with the Joneses. Dog eat dog, and transportation, and television, and
getting things.
The moral part of it, the thing got away from you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And on the long run, what do you got? The more you have, the more you want, and you lost everything in between.
Yeah, that's a big trap. It's sort of the American way. I've been. Well, before I started this trip, I had a 3-bedroom ranch in suburbia, you know, and I had all that stuff. And I suddenly thought, man, here I am. I need almost $2,000 a month just to sit here, you know,
right,
just to make all my payments. And I'm not happy. I'm sitting here getting older, and I'm in the middle of a place that I don't.
You feel like, yeah. Well, that's what happened to us. We were in Pueblo, Colorado. Okay. I go to work every day, I work overtime, talking about how much money they had left to eat and why and all that. They come back and the husband says, goes in there and all that. Or when I said, where are you? I said, I'll stay for you.